Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Dr. Faith here, and I am coming to you live on this fifth Wednesday. It is August the 30th, 2017, and I'm so excited because today's a little different. Today I am trying the podcast, which is usually on blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, and I'm merging it with Facebook Live. So this is my first time, so I'm excited because I'm logged in live because I want to interact and engage with you guys. And then I'm also on your podcast. So I'm on the radio right now. So I have two sets of audiences. So let's see how this goes tonight. But tonight is special because I want to talk about the gift of singleness. So I'm going to get into that shortly. But let me do a little housekeeping here because for some, this may be your first time joining me. And my name is Dr. Faith. You're connected with me on Facebook, of course. But if you are listening via the online radio platform, I host a live radio segment every fifth Wednesday. This is year six, so I'm excited about this because in year six, I am taking it to the next level. And I just want to make sure that I have that opportunity to engage with individuals like you guys. So if you're listening, feel free to call into the studios because you can interact and engage. I'm not quite sure yet how well Facebook listeners can hear my radio callers, but we'll see how those two systems interact. So if you're listening live and you want to call in and get in on the conversation today, let's talk about it. My radio number is 845-497-9064. All right, so just call us in. If you're on Facebook Live with me and you have a comment, you have something to say, just comment in the comment box. So I'm going to be working both studios today, and I'll make sure that your voice is heard, especially if you want to share out. What I eventually want to do is add like a 5-minute ending that I can blast out some businesses, talk about some community events, and talk about what's going on. So you have to engage with me, and then you have to be willing to share your detailed information, first, last name, website, and what you do. And in the last 5 minutes, I'll spend some time blasting that information out. So as long as you have it posted, I'm more than happy to share with the world what you're doing. And who's the world that I'm talking about? I'm talking about using the Blog Talk Radio platform that gets me out the United States. Also, I have some listeners in Africa, so greetings to my listeners in Africa. I have some people in the UK. I have some people in Portland. I have some people in the Ukraine, all across the globe. So I'm excited about that because you can download this episode on any basic device. So happy that you guys are with me to talk in and join in on the conversation. So what's different if you just joined us? We've merged the Facebook Live feature with the Blog Talk Radio. So interact with me, people. Engage. Hi, Aretha. How you doing, darling? Hey, Greg. Good to see you tonight. Hey, Chantel. How are you? Good to see you, darling. I hope that all is well. Listen, I actually hope you guys have some stuff to share with us tonight because I'm talking about singleness. So I'm really challenging myself to be more open and more transparent. So help me out as I take this journey, take it with me. All right? So tonight, I want to start first and foremost with some encouragement. If you're listening tonight and you are single, all right, I'm going to classify the audience that I'm speaking to tonight. So it's not just a general message, but it's a specific group of individuals I just have been feeling the need to encourage Any individual that's listening tonight that's living a single life, this message is for you. So you're tuned into the right station tonight. If you're single, I'm talking about whether or not you are solo, not in a relationship. I'm talking to you. So if you are single, not in a relationship, you could be dating, all right, enjoying another individual's company. That's good. That's wonderful. Or you could be on the journey to courtship, all right, seeing if there is a future with you and the other significant other, if there is a potential for an engagement and even marriage. If that's you, I'm talking to you tonight, all right? Single man, single woman, single parent. I'm talking about the gift of being a single individual. I know the world has a lot of pressure out there, but I'm here to demystify every myth that's out there about singleness. Because, yes, you could be single, you could be happy, you could be living life to its fullest, but you could be vulnerable, you could be transparent, and everything else that comes along with this lifestyle, because you're single on purpose, and you're single for a season and a reason. So we're going to talk about that. So if you're not in a relationship, single man, woman, single parent, I'm talking to you. If you're not married, dating, in courtship, relationship, I'm still talking to you. You're still single until you are officially married, so I'm talking to you. Maybe you are a divorced individual. It didn't work out like you planned it to. I am still talking to you, all right? You either walked into a situation, you had a plan, it didn't work out, or you didn't have a plan, and it still didn't work out. It doesn't matter if you have been married before and you're divorced. Now you're single, and I'm speaking to you. Last but not least, what group of audiences am I talking to tonight? I'm talking to even if you have been widowed, okay? And for an individual who's widowed, I'm talking about the only way that I could classify it is God had other plans, all right? So I am also talking to you tonight as well. Now, don't think that if you're engaged, if you're married, or even temporarily separated, that this message is not for you, because it could definitely be for you, too, because if you are engaged, you're definitely looking towards spending the rest of your life with that individual, so this message is to encourage you to be the best version of yourself. You definitely want to make sure that you are in a position that you are fulfilled, that you are happy, that you can not only enhance your own life, but enhance that person's life for the rest of their life and for the rest of your life. So sustainability, happiness, long-term engagement, I'm still talking to you too. If you are married, you know, although this is the gift of singleness, if you are married, you can still listen too, because here's the thing. You know, you may have achieved something that you have wanted and possibly even dreamed of, but once you are married, and engaged to that person, and you have that commitment with that individual, how are you helping someone else? All right? So it's important that you also, you're feeding back and you're helping other individuals to get to where you are. And I think that's what life is all about. Once you have achieved a measure of success, you're able to reach back and to help someone else achieve that same level of success. And even if you're separated tonight from an individual, it could be temporary because you may be working on yourself. So the gift of singleness, if you're listening, no matter what category you find yourself in, I am talking to you tonight. And here's the message. I know I took some time to lay that foundation, but I think it was very important that you knew exactly who I was talking to, and I classified that level of singleness for you. So here's the meat and potatoes of everything. Being single is not a curse. Despite the rush and despite how society may paint the picture of whether or not it's best to be married or whether or not something is wrong with you if you are not married, I don't care if you are hounded with dozens and tons of questions about why you're not married, what's wrong with you, believe me when I say, if you are a single individual, you are gifted, and that is an opportunity and a season, just a season, because seasons change. That is an opportunity and a season of your life to be the best version of yourself that you can be. That is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to really embrace whatever your purpose and your calling is, for you to invest time into you, for you to invest time into your gifts, for you to invest time into your talents. Now, investing time into yourself, into your gifts, into your talents, I'm not promoting selfishness here, but you do have your own undivided attention to do those things that you've always desired to and the dreams that you've always had. You have ample opportunity and time to fulfill those. Because once you are married, once you're in that relationship, that engagement, your time, your focus, your attention is now split, and you have to give that individual, that partner, equal attention and equal affection and equal investment as well. So now is the best time to give yourself 110% investment. And just to talk about investment and giving yourself that priority and that time to be the best version of yourself, I believe that when you are a single person, your job is a better place because you are there, all right? Your family is a better place, a better household because you are there. Your church is a better ministry because you are a part of it. So as a single individual, I encourage you, it's nothing like being around mopey, boring, complaining, grudgeful, bitter, single people. I used to avoid singles group for that very reason. I would surround myself in an event with people who would be complaining and talking about they really don't want to be here, they really want to be with a boo, they really want to be booed up with somebody. And I would think to myself, well, sweetheart, you're not, obviously you're not. So it's why not make the best of this season and the best of this time of your life? So I'm not about complaining. I'm not about joining up with individuals who are not appreciative and are not happy. That's not what I believe the singleness is designed to be about. It's the best time of your life. You have the ample time to be the best and become the best person that you envision to be. So if I'm talking to you tonight and you've pictured that individual and you have something to say, call into the studios. I would love to hear from you, talk about your journey being a single individual, how you've maximized your life, how you have taken time to be a better version of yourself, how you've blessed other people, because on the opposite side of that investment in your life is also investing time in other people and helping other people, church, home, family, career, hobbies, goals, community events, organizations, bringing the best version of yourself to the table. I want to jump right in because I know that this time is going to be short, so I don't want to take up too much time talking about that portion of singleness. I think you guys get the point. But as a single individual, what are your mission, vision, and goals for your life? As a single individual, your vision, mission, and goal for your life. When I think about a vision, I think about a business that basically needs a blueprint. It's like the map for your life. As a single individual, this is the perfect time to lay out the vision, to envision where you see your life going, that 1 to 5 to 10 to even 20 years from now. It's a perfect time to paint a beautiful picture, an uninterrupted picture, all right, of where you see yourself from here, short term to long term. As a single individual, this is the perfect time to focus on one mission, just like a business. What is your mission? What is your passion? What is your calling in life as a single individual? Because I believe it's that mission that pushes you into fulfillment. You ever been around a grumpy, a sad, a complaining single individual? Doesn't make for good company. I believe the more you spend time investing in the vision, investing in your life's mission and calling, and you may be watching or listening tonight, and you may even say, I'm not too clear on what that is. Well, guess what? That's okay too. That's why you're in this season of your life, to discover that. To discover that. Listen, it's okay to sit in silence. It's okay to sometimes go solo. because the less noise, the less distractions, it actually helps you to center and focus yourself, center and focus your energy. It helps you to really think about your life and where it is you want to be, where it is you want to go. So as a single person, which this is a time that is gifted by God, visioning your life, planning a mission for your life, your passion and your purpose coming together, that's what it's all about. Something that is an opposition to, because on the flip side, there's always oppositions with anything. Something that's an opposition, I don't know if you guys are watching or listening, you've experienced this, an opposition to your season of singleness, which I believe is designed to be fulfillment, joyful, happiness, healthy, serving other people, giving, being the best version of yourself. Sometimes it comes with a level of guilt as well. Has anybody ever felt that? In your season of singleness, a level of guilt, because everybody don't have it where they can jump up and just travel somewhere, okay, all right, go somewhere or have it where they are invested in their career and, you know, they may be at the peak of things and able to, you know, spend good money on themselves. Sometimes being single is, it is a blessing, but then it could also turn that people perceive you in a different way, and that could come with sometimes level of guilt, which is not good. So I'm being transparent now because I have experienced that as a single person. You know, I'm always on the go. I'm always about business. I'm always at an event trying to help somebody. And sometimes when I look around and see other people who always say, man, I wish I could do that. Man, I don't have the time to do that. I have children. It sometimes makes me think, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't talk too much about all the great things that's happening in my life. But you know what? I can't help it. I can't hold it because that's what God has designed me to experience. And my life, and I'm reading the comments. I'm going to get to it really quick. I just had to turn off that light. That's hot. My life is designed, I believe, to help someone else. Your life is designed to help someone else. It gets lonely sometimes. Greg, I agree with you 110%. On the flip side of enjoying your life, living it to the fullest, serving and helping other people, it does sometimes get lonely because sometimes in a crowd of 10, 15, 20 people, you're the only you. You're the only unique individual. And sometimes when people see you having all of that fun, and when people see you really enjoying your life and embracing your gift of singleness and it's working for you, sometimes people reject you. And if you're like me in what I'm reading here, then you know that feeling too. That comes with the territory. But, you know, would you agree that even despite those times of loneliness, you feel too great fulfillment in your life, great fulfillment doing what you feel you're called to do? So how do you combat that loneliness? How do you get past that isolation that sometimes can be sad? Let me share with you what I do. If you're listening and you feel sometimes that you get lonely, isolated, I indulge myself into serving. I find somebody that I can serve and that I can help. It always makes you feel good when you can give back to someone else. Because there's a saying, when you think you have it bad, somebody else has it even worse. So it always helps to alleviate the loneliness, to alleviate the sadness for the moment when you can dig deep within yourself, give of yourself. Again, you're giving the best version of yourself in your time of singleness to help someone else. So I'm sharing that with you. I'm passing that along because I have been there. You're right. Singleness doesn't always come with the glitter and the glam. It's not always the big hype. There is time of loneliness, isolation. But let me tell you this. When you tap into your purpose, why you're here, the vision that you have for your life, you know, the bigger picture, your life is a piece of the bigger puzzle, the bigger picture that I believe God has for the universe, that fulfillment comes in.
that joy comes in. That happiness comes in, especially when you could reach in and help someone else. I'm a DJ for gospel. I'm about to have a Facebook Live evening show in September. Well, you know what? Let's put that information in there so that I could share this information, Mr. Greg Johnson. Let me tell everybody about your Facebook Live event. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Faith Live. I have merged Facebook Live with Blog Talk Radio. I'm still on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, and then I'm live here on Facebook. I wanted to go to my Facebook page, but I'm going to have to post this after my live video because for some reason I'm not seeing the feature, but hey, that's why I'm here. I'm here to work through the kinks. You guys are here with me. You're helping me out, so thank you so much for being a part of this experience. So we were talking about the gift of singleness. We're talking about the opposition and the isolation and the loneliness that comes with that season. I recommend, guys, because I've been there, it's not easy that you tap into your resources, yourself, your purpose, your life, and you help somebody else. You volunteer. You give back. You help an elderly. You help a single parent. You help a married couple. You invest hours to see their marriage ministry blossom and grow. Who says that you can't do that? Who says that you can't babysit? Who says that you cannot volunteer? You have that time. That's what this season is all about. Something else that I want to share, especially in the season of singleness, if this, which I mentioned earlier, fits you, you want to make sure that you're not comparing yourself and your timeline of singleness with anyone else. You know, you got to be aware of comparing yourself because I believe, and it sounds cliche-ish, I know, but I believe everybody is unique. I believe everybody is different. I believe that you are framed by God for a specific reason and a purpose. Despite the billions and billions of souls and individuals on this earth, there's no one else like you. And when you get into the trap of comparing yourself, why are all of my friends getting married and not me? Why are all these individuals experiencing this and not me? Why am I not at the peak of my career? Why am I experiencing this wilderness season? Why am I not blossoming yet? Why have I not launched yet? When you do that, you take away from the uniqueness and you take away from the opportunity to just be you. And to just experience your season and life that you are in. So one thing you don't want to do, stay away from comparing yourself. It's easy to do it. I know, I've been a victim of it. But listen, you're too unique and precious to compare yourself to another person and another individual. So I want to encourage you not to do that. Okay, so we're winding it down very soon. I see you, Greg. I'll shout that out in a second. Very soon, I am going to just wind out with my last 2 points. So here they are. And if you have a business, an organization that you would like for me to help you get the word out, be sure to post it in my comment section, and I will be more than happy to get that word out to the thousands of listeners and followers that are tuned in tonight. A single person should be a happy person. That's my next point. A single person should be a happy person. Listen to this. Tell me what you think. If you are single and not happy, have you tapped into your potential and the wealth of resources and opportunities life has presented your way? That's a question. I want you to think about it. If you are single and you're not happy. You're not happy. You're grumpy. You're miserable. There's some bitterness there. I really want you to stop for a minute and think, have you really tapped into your purpose? Have you really spent some time loving and appreciating you for who you are and where you are right now? If the answer is no, that's what I want you to walk away from this broadcast tonight as we talk about the gift of singleness and spend some time doing that. Make yourself the priority. Make sure that you are investing in you. Go to that store that you love and treat yourself every once in a while. Go and treat yourself for a walk sometimes. Work out, definitely. Exercising is a great way to relax. It's a great way to release. It makes you just feel better about yourself.
Buy that meal that you enjoy from time to time. Go to that event, that venue, that place. Wear some nice clothing. Feel good about yourself. Spend some time in prayer and meditation. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself and you're not putting yourself on the back burner. Because as single people, that's what we do too sometimes. We put ourselves on the back burner and we put everybody in front of us. Yes, most definitely, Greg, I agree with you. Treat yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how could you expect anyone else to love you? So, as a single person, you should be a happy person. When you go home, your family should call you blessed. Yeah. Happy to see mom, dad, sister, brother, whomever you are, come through the door. They shouldn't have to say, oh, Lord, there she go again. We know she's going to complain about something. She's so miserable. She's so frustrating. You know, you shouldn't be known as the complainer, okay? You shouldn't be known as the Debbie Downer. You have too much to live for. You have too much to give. Single people, rise up. Live your life. Take that vacation. Travel. Enjoy yourself. Start that ministry. Help that person that needs help. Talk to your neighbor down the street. Take a walk in the park and enjoy your life. You have but one life. And listen, this is a season of that one life, and seasons change. Last thing, be the best version of yourself. Be the absolute best version. Don't mind my fax machine. That's my fax machine back there. Be the best version of yourself. People should definitely look forward to working with you, collaborating with you. They should know when you join their organization, they're getting a gem because you're a hard worker. You share and you show them what it's all about being a single individual, and you show them what their purpose is in knowing you and what your purpose is in their life. So, last 4 minutes left. Being single is a precious, precious time. Let me look on this radio here and see if we have any interactions here. Thank you so much, Miss Sonia Cintron, for tweeting me out. I appreciate that. If you're on Twitter, guys, join me at LFH Radio Show, one word, and definitely engage with me there. I really appreciate my Blog Talk Radio listeners for listening live through their phone. Right now, if you have anything you'd like to share, it's 877-497-9064. My Facebook friends and family, I thank you so much for joining me tonight as we talk about the gift of singleness, as we talk about living your life to its fullest, as we talk about being the best version of yourself. Remember this: vision, mission. Last thing, set those goals. In order to accomplish that mission, make sure you set those goals, whether short-term, long-term, because your single life should be your best life. And then when God sees fit, and then when you find that special person, when you find that organization that you join in a relationship with, doesn't just have to be a person, all right, when you find that entity that you commit to, when you find that church ministry that you join with, when you find that right relationship, it should be better as a result of partnering with you. My single people, you are a gift from God. And as you can see, I have 90 seconds. So here we go. Who do we have here? Let's see. I have Mr. Greg here. He wanted me to let you guys know the Greg Johnson Evening Show. Few congratulations. All right. September 26th from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Go to search and type in the Greg Johnson Evening Show and press like. Greg, are you on Facebook? Is this show on Facebook? We want to make sure that we connect with you. Thank you. You are so very welcome. So, guys, Fifth Wednesdays, Dr. Faith here. It has been an absolute pleasure coming into your home tonight to talk about the gift of singleness. I hope that you were able to take some nuggets. Thank you for interacting with me right here on Facebook. I love you guys to life. I cannot wait to do this again. Fifth Wednesday, look and check the date out. I want to say it's in November. I think it's in November. So, yeah, fifth Wednesday in November. And, hey, if I come back before then on Facebook Live or Blog Talk Radio, I just do that because I'm single and I have the time to do that. Hey, thank the Lord for that. So, you guys, be blessed until next time. Thank you.
Yes, it's going to be on Facebook Live. Thanks, Greg.